Greetings and welcome. You are listening to Classical Chaos, Vancouver, Canada. I'm Marguerite. On today's program, some Dvorak, the lovely voice of Julia Manganese, and, you know, maybe some Stravinsky, and yes, of course, some oboe music. Let's begin with the trumpets a-blazing from two great trumpeters who have done Canada proud around the world. I'm speaking of Jens Lindemann and James Thompson. Lindemann, a former member of the Canadian Brass, is now a sought-after international soloist and is on the faculty at UCLA. And Thompson, another accomplished trumpet player, was the principal trumpeter of the Montreal Symphony for 14 years, as well as the Phoenix and Atlantic Symphonies and the National Symphony of Mexico. What a great pairing. So, to begin, here they are with the Concertino Classico for two trumpets by Joseph Horowitz.
Thank you.
You really cannot start a program better than that. That was James Thompson and Jens Lindemann on trumpets, both of them, and the Concertino Classico for two trumpets by Joseph Horowitz. And they were joined by the talented Canadian Staff Band. We're going to move on with some challenging music by Dvorak. Now, he's of Czech descent, and he wrote nationalistically, you know, a little bit like Smetana, and he was a talent at an early age. An accomplished student of the violin at the age of six, but he went on to composing, and his first public performance of his works was in Prague back in 1872 and 1873. He was at the tender age of 31, and the work that we're going to hear is the opening of a very celebrated piano trio, Opus 65. Now, after changing kind of his compositional styles and gone through what some refer to as a mad period, I think we all have them, he revisited some of the classical principles. Now, this work is very difficult to complete, and Dvorak deleted and rewrote a lot of sections several times, but it ended up to become one of Dvorak's most personal and memorable works. And whom better to perform it than the Vienna Piano Trio, whom have achieved the titles of Classical Album of the Year from none less than the Times magazine. So here is the Vienna Trio with the opening allegro from Dvorak's Piano Trio, Opus 65. Thank you. incredible passion and preciseness from the Vienna Trio. That was the opening Allegro Ma Non Troppo from Dvorak's Piano Trio Opus 65. You are listening to Classical Chaos, Vancouver, Canada. I'm Marguerite. And let's continue with the artistry of Julia Menganis. Now, she was born on the Lower East Side of New York into a family made up of a passionate mixture of Greek, Irish, Puerto Rican descent. And despite a semi-violent childhood, she discovered her calling upon an engagement of the child role in Madama Butterfly, where she first experienced the power and the emotion of music. And she did then fly like a butterfly, as we're going to hear. She's gone on since to a great career. And a couple years back, she did record a greatest hits of Hollywood divas, covering the likes of Marilyn Monroe, Rita Hayworth, and Marlene Dietrich. But she's also conquered the classics. And here she is with some music from The Merry Widow.
Es lebt eine Villa, ein Wald mit Rhein, ein Himmel erschaut sie im Felsen der Stein.
Thank you.
So lovely. I feel swept away by the sounds. That was Julia Menganins and music from The Merry Widow. And it is that time for regular listeners. Today, in the form of a double concerto, and I'm speaking of oboe music time. Now, everyone is always after the newest and trendiest in technology, fitness, and lifestyle. Well, back in the day, and I'm speaking of J.S. Bach's time, he created new music for the 18th century. He's long been celebrated for his Brandenburg concertos, but in his day he also amassed a large body of concertos which were actually never published. Now, happily enough, some of these manuscripts have survived, and of these, here is one of my favorites. It's BWV 1060. Now, this is originally scored for two harpsichords, but now, and I like it better like this, in a more recognizable adaptation for oboe and violin. We're going to hear Elizabeth Walfish, and she's joined by Anthony Robson and the Orchestra of the Age of Enlightenment. Here is Bach's Double Concerto.
Thank you.
What an amazing performance. That was Elizabeth Wallfish, joined by Anthony Robson and the Orchestra of the Age of Enlightenment, and a performance of Bach's Double Concerto for Oboe and Violin. You are listening to Classical Chaos, Vancouver, Canada. I'm Marguerite. And let's switch it up just a little bit and explore the planets. Some music by Holst. Now, thought at the time to be a radical for English music, the planets drew inspiration from some extra musical sources. And I'm speaking of stuff like mythology and mysticism, oriental philosophy, raw nature, and of course, astrology. They seem maybe a little tame today, but not back then. Now, during the course of the composition period, and that was between 1914 and 1916, Holst did himself become a skilled interpreter of horoscopes. Maybe we can channel him and figure out what we're supposed to do today. So it may be worth checking out your horoscope. In any case, you can enjoy some great music. From the planets, this is Venus, bringer of peace. And I think it's apropos because I think we all need that in the world right now.
Thank you.
How peaceful is that? That was the Vienna Philharmonic with Herbert von Karajan conducting, and Venus from Holst the Planets. That's wishing peace to all of you. You have been listening to Classical Chaos, Vancouver, Canada. I'm Marguerite. Thank you very much for joining me. Till next time.